Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live? I didn't hear it say unmuted. Now that this, okay, now we're live. Now we're live. Okay. I keep hearing muted and unmuted, muted, unmuted. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Please do me a favor. If you're listening to this right now, share it out. Even if you're listening to it later, share it out for us. Please get this out, get it out. I want to say thank you to American Truth Project for being a sponsor of this broadcast that we do for you every Thursday without fail, unless the sky is falling or something just out of the ordinary happens, but we are here. If you want to give us a call, if you want to give us a call and chime in and talk about the topics that we're talking about today. Of course, we're going to talk about how the Democrats are destroying America by our southern border with the energy crisis, some of the stuff that you all been paying attention to, and now how they're going after President Trump, how they're going after President Trump, and how they're going after, and they ignore Hunter Biden, but they want to go after President Trump. Shannon, if someone wants to give us a call, what would that number be?
So that number is 516-595-8069. You really need to push number one to come on the line to talk to Mr. Will Johnson.
So they have to push one in order to chime in. Because I know sometimes people call in and, like, they can never get through because you have to push one. All right, we'll get the number out here again later on. So Shannon, Kamala Harris, she goes on to this broadcast called The Vice, right? And The Vice are completely left-leaning. She goes on Vice, and Vice asks her a question about the illegal immigrants showing up at her front doorstep. What do you think she had to say about that?
Well, of course, their latest thing is this is just a political stunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. That's what
right.
Biden said. That's what Jean-Pierre has said.
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah. They say that it's just a political threat. So, so of course, that's what she says. But you know what? Just like Jean-Pierre,
Kamala Harris, Pelosi, all of these Democrats have really gotten good about sidestepping the question and not actually answering it.
I think you were muted.
Was I muted?
I think you were. But just to make sure, let's give out the phone number one more time because okay. I think you might have been muted.
Okay, so the number is 516-595-8069. You need to push one to come on.
The magic number is one to come on.
Little
okay.
Number one. Several different ways.
Yeah, I
depends
get,
on how you feel about it.
Yeah. I get a lot of liberals telling
you're
me.
You're like, yay, you're number one.
Yeah.
Or you're like, dick.
You're number one. I don't like you, but you're number one. I get quite a few from, you know, people that hate America on that. But, you know, yeah, Kamala Harris, she was asked a question about them dropping the illegal immigrants off to her home, and she, like, this is just a political game that they're playing. And she doesn't understand the reason why it happened, right, the reason why Ron DeSantis did it, and she doesn't understand the political ramifications of this. This is to bring awareness that she's not doing her job.
You know, and the thing is when you listen to these interviewees, even – on the liberal side, they're like really want answers too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like asking questions like, what do you say? Do you understand why they're doing this? Do you, and they just completely are oblivious.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so, they have their talking points. It's so irritating.
So let me see if I can play this one with Kamala Harris, the soundbite where she's asked a question by Vice about the political ramifications, basically, I'm paraphrasing here, you know, does she understand the end game? And listen to her response. You're going to hear the question, and then you hear Kamala Harris' response.
There was a bus of migrants that was dropped off in front of your home. Also, Governor DeSantis flew migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. Can you understand the political point that DeSantis and Abbott are trying to make here?
See, do you understand the political point?
Yeah.
The political point is that you're not doing your job.
Because even she understands. There's a point to this.
Exactly. She, and, you know, it's, Kamala Harris, listen to what she said.
They're playing games. These are political stunts with real human beings.
This is a political stunt with real human beings. That's not the question. The question is do you understand the political stunt? Do you understand it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's actually bringing awareness. That's the only reason why Vice is asking the question. Because now all of a sudden these liberals, because they have a hard time seeing the truth in anything, but now they're like, wait a minute, illegals showing up in front of Kamala Harris's doorstep, and she's the border czar, and she's still not doing anything. And their heads are like going sideways and left and right, you know, like really confused, like, but she's the border czar. But she's the border czar. And they're not doing anything, but she's a border czar. So we need to ask the question, do you understand what this is?
Right? She doesn't.
I think she does.
Her response is
ridiculous. But she's deflecting.
Oh, my gosh.
She's deflecting. And you know what's really amazing is the fact who she blames. That's the peachy thing about all of this, who she blames. And everyone that's listening right now already knows who she's blaming. They're blaming President Trump. They blame the last administration, right? And the last administration pretty much locked the border down by 90%. We didn't have all of this influx of people coming into the country. It wasn't even.
It's a 40-year low, I think.
Yeah, a 40-year low. There was more complaints about President Trump not allowing illegals to just cross the border. There was more complaints about that, right? There was more complaints because he was forcing them to come through the front door. Instead, now we have them coming through windows, the back door, any which way you can, and they're ignoring the problem. The crime is going up through the country, and the only reason why they're even talking about it, even Vice, is because they showed up at Martha's Vineyard, and they showed up at Kamala Harris' home. They showed up in Chicago. They showed up in D.C., and these Democrats that created all of these sanctuary cities, all of a sudden they have a problem with immigration. But they're sanctuary cities. They should be like, oh, we're wide open.
Yeah.
The only reason why they were doing sanctuary cities is because when President Trump was in office, he stopped all the traffic from coming in, and he's saying, hey, if y'all can get here, keep trying. We've created sanctuary cities for you.
So I
you just got to get here.
My follow-up question with Kamala Harris, that would be, so when Biden was flying everybody out to help relieve pressure on the border, when he was flying planes across different states, what was that considered? It would be considered the same thing, right? It should be a – I mean, really?
I wonder why I didn't ask that question.
Yeah.
You know, because he was doing it in the dark of night. And Ron DeSantis –
In the dark of night.
In the dark of night. Ron DeSantis said, wait a minute, hold up. You're not doing this in Florida. This is not happening in Florida. You don't have – he's the governor.
Correct.
Just because Biden is in the White House, he does not have authority to do that with inside the United States. Now, being in the White House, they control the border because that's federal. They control the border, right? But Ron DeSantis didn't ship him and fly him to another country. He just flew him to another state.
Yeah, and you know what? Even, you know, Ron DeSantis, it came out. Those people that Ron DeSantis ended up sending to Martha Vineyard, they actually were in sheltered, but then they ran, it was time for them to leave, and they literally shoved these people out on the street. The Biden administration did. They went from having a place to stay, you know, NGOs stepped in, took care of them for a very short period of time. But then after a certain time, you got to get out.
Yep.
And guess where? They ended up on the street.
On the street. And Ron DeSantis sent them to paradise.
He sure did.
A liberal paradise.
But paradise said, this ain't no paradise.
Paradise said, oh, you black and brown people, you can't be here. You can't be here. No, seriously.
You know,
Martha's Vineyard is primarily white liberals.
Yeah.
There's been audio clips with the white liberals saying, oh, they can't be here.
This is
a problem. We already have a housing crisis. And there's 1,000, from what I was understanding, there's 1,000 vacation homes there that are completely empty.
Yep.
That these people, you're talking about 48 people?
Sure.
48 people?
Yeah, I'm sure there wasn't a single person that voted for Biden or believed in sanctuary cities actually stepped up and took these people in. Obviously, that didn't happen.
In a sanctuary
city.
In a sanctuary city.
The ones that vote for it, the ones that say we want it, the ones that want to support these illegals, they say don't want to support
them. They kicked them out because they're black and brown. Black and brown, blue, black and brown people can't be here. I'm telling you, that's what it is, white liberals. I'm telling you, it's like, ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because they do it to me all the time.
They kick you out.
They do it to me all the time.
They kick you out of the state.
They kick me off of YouTube. No. They kick me off of YouTube. Okay. They kick me off of Twitter. And I didn't even say anything bad.
Okay.
Because they did it because I'm black.
You ain't black.
Well, you're black, you vote.
Yeah.
You're bat for the wrong team.
Yeah, I voted for President Trump, so.
You ain't black.
According, you know, but that's probably why I'm still on some of the other ones. But,
yeah, listen to Kamala Harris,
who she's blaming for the border crisis.
What is that solution? Can you understand the frustration, though, that Americans have about the situation at the border?
It's not a monolith. There are a variety of components to this. One is the fact that under the previous administration, they decimated.
You hear this? Listen.
A system that was designed to address.
Then why was his system working? Why did what Trump did work to help limit immigration, but what they're doing isn't helping?
No, it's
not. The
minute
they got in office.
The minute.
It got decimated.
The minute.
Let's be real.
The minute, because they reversed everything that President Trump
did.
And you know what? You know what got diminished under President Trump?
What?
All of the drugs.
Sure.
Right? You can't stop all of it.
Sure, sure.
But the drugs went down.
They were getting it under control. Sure. They were getting sex trafficking under control. I mean, there's still that thing, you know.
The income for
China.
That went down completely, and China got upset.
China.
Right? They wanted more money to come in.
Mexico was getting upset, too.
Yeah, the drug cartels were getting upset because, President Trump was interfering with their money.
He was bad for business.
He was bad for business.
China.
Right? And then here come China Joe, Beijing Biden, where they open up the border, and they allow all the fentanyl to come in. That's what they decimated. And on top of that, President Trump was stopping the sex trafficking, you know, not 100%. You can't never stop 100%. But he stopped a lot of it. He decimated it.
He was going after him. He wasn't turning a cheek.
Yeah, exactly.
Biden's turning a cheek. Kamala's turning a cheek. They are allowing the drugs. They're allowing the sex trafficking. They're actually allowing the human trafficking. When they talk about the ridiculous accusation that they said these governors are human trafficking. Well, guess what? You were doing it. They were doing it for a longer time than basically they're saying anytime you move people around, it's trafficking. Of course, they took it to a whole different level.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Oh,
you know.
Run the census is human trafficking people to paradise. Oh, my goodness. It's inhumane.
So stupid. I'm telling you. And you know what? Even her, she said, are the people, the American
her,
people,
talking about Kamala Harris.
The interview person.
Oh, yeah, the interview.
I mean, she's literally forming the question, guess what? The American people know that there's a problem. And she's like, well, you know, you have to look at it. You know, we had a huge problem from Trump. And I'm sitting there going, what huge problem?
Yeah, so listen to what else Kamala Harris says here.
And so we have been spending, in the last 18 months we've been in office, spending an incredible amount of time and work and resources to reconstruct that system. I'm in charge, for example, of coordinating what we call a root causes strategy. What are the causes of people leaving? We have now raised $3.2 billion to help the folks in those countries stay.
So what about the people in America? Right? She's concentrating on getting those countries' money,
right,
but she's not concentrating on our southern border.
So give them the money and shut the door.
Right. Don't give them the money.
Just shut the door.
Don't give them the money. No money to them. Shut the door. Be done with it.
History has proven that any time that we've given money to these governments,
they come back for more.
It's crooked government and they don't utilize the money for what it's intended, right? Listen, communism has been around since the world's been spinning, right? And just because a country is communist doesn't mean that we automatically take in their population. Now, news just came out. I think you said it was Daily Beast that broke that Venezuela is literally emptying their prisons and saying, go to America.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Daily Beast or maybe the Daily Wire, but I can't remember. But they it's a true story where they reported that they're emptying.
And then Trump even tweeted.
Emptying the prisons.
Trump even tweeted, I told you this was going to happen.
Yep. So who did you vote for?
Trump. I didn't vote for this dump.
That's a nice T-shirt. Right. I voted for Trump, not the dump. Now I voted for Trump, not the dump.
Ooh. Will's got a project tonight. A new
voted for Trump, not the dump. Ooh, I like it. So let's listen to Judge Jeanine. And how she's talking about the border and how she's talking about the crisis. And she even brings up how this is Kamala Harris' job. And this is the reason why you have the left right now bringing up the whole fact, the whole idea that Kamala Harris should be doing a job. And that's the reason why the left is asking these questions now. But you're the border czar. Biden put you in charge of this. And the border is the worst in our history's the nation of our history.
Since we've had a country, developed country, this is
two million people missing. They don't know where they are.
Right.
2 million people that they brought in. It's been over 4 million people since the Biden regime.
They said by the end of this year, it will be up to 5 million since Biden's been.
It's probably gonna be more than that because they see time to go is now. So what about all the terrorists, you know?
Yeah, the terrorists have come through. And I think it was last month. It was, 17? Was it 17 last month?
No, so since, it was 12 last month.
Okay,
in the beginning of this year, it's been a total of 78 known terrorists that have been apprehended.
That's known. So that's not the gotaways.
78.
Crazy.
What about
It only takes one to really cause...
It only takes one.
Damage.
If you're Russia and
China, Russia.
Right, and you want to destroy America, and you want to put in a suitcase
now
nuke or something. Where would you do it? Right,
now
southern
time.
Border.
Now
do it right
the
there.
Time.
Do it right there. 2 million people they
and
can't
they
account
have,
for.
They have had people come from Russia.
Yes.
I mean,
Pakistan.
They're incorrect when they say it's just those three countries. I hate to tell you that because listen to Ben Berquam. From Real America's Voice, he's been down there, and he asked the people, where are they from? I hate to tell you, it's not just those three places
It's not. I saw a video the other day where there were police officers apprehended two guys from Pakistan.
Sure.
Of the fighting age.
Sure.
And they're here. No ID, no nothing.
Sure.
Here from Pakistan. Yes.
I mean.
And they don't like America. They want to destroy America, too.
Sure.
Everybody's going. They said, now's the time to go.
The door's wide open.
Yep.
You know, it kind of reminds me of those 7-Elevens, right? Like, they just go in and just do a total mob and nobody's stopping them. It's like, that's how it is at our border. It's just a total, it's an invasion.
It is. It's an invasion.
That's the word.
Yep. Here's Judge Jeanine.
All of a sudden, the facts and the truth are not what they're concerned about. They really think, Karine Jean-Pierre says, I don't know why we would reach out to them. They don't want a solution. They're putting people's lives at risk. So now she's talking about people like Bill Mnuchin. He's not looking for a solution. He's just reporting the facts. Well, isn't that what Bill Mnuchin is supposed to do? And what's amazing is when Karine Jean-Pierre, she starts talking about the fact that this is all new. How is this new that we've got this 18 months? We've been watching these individuals from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And you know what's amazing? Today, I think it was Ned Price who was on the channel, and he was talking about all the successful efforts they've made to try to resolve the crisis. And he talks about the summit that they had of the Western Hemisphere this past summer to deal with these issues. And guess who wasn't invited? Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. I mean, they don't even talk to them, let alone try to figure out how to resolve the issue. And you know what? They want to put the burden on Bill Malusion to decide what are the root causes. Isn't that supposed to be Kamala's job?
Yes, that's the root cause. Kamala Harris, Joe Brandon, the Democrats, the root cause of this problem are them.
It's pretty basic. The root cause is the border is not shut down.
Yeah, that's the root cause.
The root cause is we had, you know, what was it, the National Guard that was at a gate, right, that was totally fenced in, and there was illegals on the other side, and they're like, no, we're not letting you in. And Border Patrol just came up and opened up the door. You know why? Because that's their policy.
Yep.
Close the door and keep it shut.
Yep, yep.
Trump did it.
Yep.
It's not impossible if Trump did it.
If people know that they're going to get there and the border is closed and they have to turn back around, they're not going to go.
It just shows how incapable they really are of doing their job. You can't call Trump an idiot because he closed it.
Yeah.
He had it shut down.
Yeah. He literally had it shut down.
You know what? They're decimating our country. Mm-hmm. This isn't even the border. This is our country.
Yeah.
Literally, the fentanyl.
Why do you think they're
doing it? The sex trafficking, the crime.
Why do you think
the homelessness. All of this has made all of us a border town.
Why do you think they're doing it?
You know, at first I thought it was for votes. But this.
There's a bigger agenda.
I feel like it's just to ruin America. Because guess what?
These people live here in America. Why are they doing
it? Even if they got their votes, pretty soon we're going to see a huge burden on employment. When you have almost 5 million people come in, those people have to have jobs and have to provide for their families.
But why do you think they're doing it? Why do you think they're allowing us to
destroy America?
But just to destroy America?
I mean, to be honest, but it's part of the one world order. They just want no boundaries anywhere. They've even said that.
They live here.
There's no boundaries anywhere.
They live here. These
well,
people,
Biden's
Kamala Harris,
Biden's
Biden.
Not going to live very long. Pelosi's not going to live very long. They're like, oh, we're not going to see the end of this anyway. So
That brings up another thing, right? If you know that you're about to check out, don't you think you should try to live right before you check out, you know, make some changes?
I don't know.
I mean, most people do.
40% of the time, Biden's on vacation, so he's taking all that money he's making and, you know.
No, that's the money he made from Hunter
and
Biden.
Burning that fossil fuel every 2 weeks.
Speaking of that, you know.
Why didn't he ride his bike?
You know, he went over to, was it England with the queen, right? She died,
He didn't
right?
go.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Huh?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, because there's video footage, because you're talking about the fuel. He went over there, and they took the beast with them on the plane, and all of the other world leaders, they showed up on buses, electric vehicle buses, showed up because they're all going green, and Biden was the only one that showed up in the gas-guzzling limousine. They're talking about it. This video all about it.
He wasn't supposed to go. He's
the only one that showed
up.
You know,
I didn't watch that. I'm not really interested in what happened.
But it's just the point. It's just the point that he actually, you know.
Well, he's a hypocrite.
He burned all the fuel flying over there.
Like I said.
And then he burned the gas driving around.
He's not worried about it because by the time all the
and then he showed up. And then he showed up late. He showed up late. And then they made him wait.
Good for them.
They made him wait.
He's probably taking a nap anyway.
You know
he
what?
Probably didn't care.
If President Trump went over there, he would. You know, President Trump's late for everything. But if they made President Trump
wait,
he would just. You know what?
Yeah.
Let me go. We do this now, or I'm leaving.
Yeah.
The Secret Service said we're doing it now, or we're leaving.
Yeah.
And they would say, okay, let's do it now.
Yeah.
But see, Joe Biden, he's a bubbling idiot. They probably didn't have on his card. Your card says you were late, so you're gonna have to wait. What an imbecile. Let's go to this other one. Before we do, though, let's make sure for those of that are listening in, I'd like to hear someone give us a call.
I want somebody to call us. Let me give you that number. The number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069.
And you have to push 1.
And you have to push
1. You have to push 1 to chime
numero
in.
Uno.
Okay. Let's go to another one here. This is Karine Jean-Pierre.
All those illegals that are here in America.
Yeah. She goes on to the Witches of the View, right? And she's on there, and one of them asked a question.
Now, this person right here, I don't know her name, but she's the new Republican, the token Republican.
Okay. Well, yeah, so they probably don't like her that much. They just you just have one there.
We'll have to get it. We're not really big View fans.
Well, a lot of people, when I say the witches on the View, they think about Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey? You mean Whoopi?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg. They all look alike. Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg, unjoyful.
Sunny, who's completely not Sunny.
Yeah, unjoyful. What's her name? Behar. Unjoyful Behar, and Sunny, the other one. She should be gloomy instead of Sunny. And then there's what's the other one?
The white lady, the blonde. She's a complete idiot. I forget her name.
I'm not sure which one.
Huh?
It must be a different one. Yeah, I'm not sure which one that is. But I know
what's the one?
She's from Florida. She's Cuban. She says she's a Republican too.
Navarro. Yeah.
Navarro. Yeah, she's another one.
She's
not
always on there though. But
no, she's not always on there. But when I talk about the witches on the View,
that's who you're talking about.
The four. They remind me of Clash of the Titans. If you ever see that movie, when they go in there, the witch is holding the eye, and they stir in the pot, the eye. But anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to this, because she's asked a question on The View about the illegal immigration, and Corinne Jean-Pierre, she hears the question, but she completely avoids it. Now, remember, I want to remind all of y'all that was just this heard Judge Jeanine bring up the countries that were not even invited to the summit that they had. And so remember that, right? They weren't even invited to the summit, the countries, Venezuela being one of them. Listen to this.
Vice President Kamala Harris a couple weeks ago said the border is secure, but we know we've seen an unprecedented migrant crisis, more than 2 million apprehended by the end of September. And the Biden administration has started engaging in lateral flights to help alleviate the pain, basically, on border communities. What is the administration planning to do to deal with the ongoing crisis of illegal immigration?
Let me stop it real quick before Corinne Jean-Pierre goes in here. And I like the fact how this young lady mentions how the Biden regime was flying people from the border to states like Florida, to other locations in the country, right, to try to alleviate some of the pressure on the border because they were running out of capacity. They were complaining that they were some locations only capacity were 1,300 people and they had 2,700 people in them.
Yeah, if the Democrats were so worried about those facilities under Trump, they should have been really worried under Biden because they are really over capacity.
Well, and that's the reason why we'll fly them to Florida and to other red states in the dark of night. Not just red states, but they did them to New York. It wasn't a problem then, but listen.
So let's step back for a second because there's a lot going on that we just want to make sure that folks who are watching understand.
That she wants to put out disinformation. This is her literally putting out disinformation.
And also, she didn't say the border was secure.
No, she sure didn't.
She didn't correct her.
So what we have seen these past couple of months, even this past year, is that we have seen an increase with Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, and Cubans. We have seen 121% increase since last year.
That's because no one is going to their countries, right?
No, they're all coming to America because the door's open.
Yeah, they're coming here. That's why we're seeing an increase, right?
Yeah, and she's going to say that the other America, South America, has a decrease.
Decrease.
And
because
I'm like,
they're
because
coming here.
To America, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the bar? She can't figure it out.
Talking about places that have a communist regime, and they are trying to leave that communist regime, and so you're seeing this issue across the Western Hemisphere. Now, when you look at Northern Central America.
Now, I have to stop it one more time. I'm sorry. But because she's on here talking about a communist regime, people fleeing the communist regime. But she's all about communism. The entire left, they're all about communism. And then you have some people saying, well, no, I don't support that. But they end up pulling the lever for Joe Brandon and the rest of these communists.
Well, it's an idiot argument because guess what? We don't take people, we don't give them asylum just because they come from a communist government. Right?
Exactly.
And that's not a reason.
That's
those
not a reason.
People aren't having political persecution and stuff like that, which, by the way, We even, yesterday on a show that we did, we had a sheriff from the border down in Texas, and he said, guess what? Most of these people are coming because they can.
Yep, just
they're
because
not fleeing
they
anything. Nope. They're not fleeing because they were unhappy with their communist country. They're coming because the door's open and they know it.
Exactly.
It has the migration there. It has gone down the last 3 months by almost 43%. So we have a new type of migration that's happening. All of our regional partners are dealing with that. We are talking with them. We're in constant communication.
I mean,
that's not an answer.
Wow. It's not the answer.
It's not a solution. In fact, her reasoning for saying that, you know, oh, they're down and they're in illegal immigration, but we're up because you're an idiot. Ours is up because we have the door open.
Yes, that's a really good way of explaining it, because she's an idiot.
Every single year, or when a new administration comes in, they decide on, normally I think it's like a million or so brand new people we allow into the states. They go through the process of becoming a legal citizen.
How long has it been since Trump been in the White House now? It's going on 2 years.
2 years in January, right?
It's going on 2 years, the physical 2 years in January, right?
Right? Hasn't even been 2 years. Oh, my God.
It hasn't even been 2 years.
This is
but,
so scary.
But it's been more than a year and a half.
Sure.
So a year and a half ago, did we have this crisis on the border? The answer is no.
Yeah. Here we go from, and this is a good point that you just made that I just thought of. First they're saying it's secure, and now all of a sudden, well, you know why we have this problem?
Yep.
Right? So
there
they
it
flip
is.
The switch.
Yep.
Because no longer can we say it's secure, because everybody knows it's not.
It's not.
So we'll just change it.
So,
right?
now from
we'll
going
say,
from saying it's secure to pointing, hey, this was Trump's fault.
Yeah. And,
this is Trump. What? And, I mean, seriously.
And the new reason for it is because, oh, they're fleeing communism. Are, what?
But they support.
It's not why.
But
that's
you,
not why.
But so now, so I wish somebody would say, can we get on record of you saying that communism is bad? Can we get you on record saying that? No, seriously.
I know what you're saying.
Because a lot of Democrats today, they want communism. I remember last time I was in L.A., I was at an event where Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz was showing up. And they were there to speak. And here in the United States of America, regardless of how you feel about somebody, they should be able to say what they want to say. If someone wants to host them at a location, they should be able to go to there and say what they want to say. You don't have to go. You don't have to support it. But the point is I was there.
But you can go and play if you want to.
Yeah, well, I normally go and play, so. I'm there, and I'm out there talking to this dude, and he straight up said that I'm a communist. You know what ran through my mind right then? Wanted to smack him. Wake up. You know, sometimes you need to smack somebody to wake them up. I'm not a violent guy. I don't do it. But I knew right then that this dude was – he's the enemy. He's the enemy.
I mean, what
he's the problem.
That you're a communist? Clearly. I mean, that's
– because he's a black guy. Right? And he's going, communism, that's the answer. But you know what? Here in the state of Texas, you have Beto that's pushing communism as well. Anyone who pushed the climate change, they are communists. When they're pushing that nonsense, they're communists. When they want a one-world domination, right? That's communism that they're talking about.
Yeah, when you look at the agenda, it is a global agenda,
yeah,
100%.
They're 100% communists, right? So let's change it up here, because, you know, AOC, well, she was asked a question about endorsing Joe Biden for the 2024, and she just deflected, saying, we're just concentrating on right now, on the midterm. She would not endorse him for 2024. Would not do it. You've had other people that asked about endorsing Biden. They would not do it. Biden's approval ratings within his own ranks are lower than any other president, to what I'm hearing, than history of this nation. He's a Democrat. He's on their side. And they don't want him, because he's making them look bad. What he's doing is causing other people in other states to lose their political battles. Even though Biden's not even showing up, people are making the connection. Oh, you're a Democrat. You're supporting Joe Biden. You're doing the same thing. You want to sexualize children. You want the border issue. You're doing all this stuff to destroy a country. I go to the grocery stores. The foods are going. The food is through the roof. The shelves are empty. It's becoming ridiculous because of the Democrats. There was a poll taken the other day, and this was on the Communist News Network of all places. The Communist News Network said that 38% of the people that took the poll think that Democrats can do better with the economy. 38%. You know, Biden's poll numbers are lower than that, right? But it's also, but it said, if I'm not mistaken, 53% said Republicans can do better with the economy.
Yeah, I think it was like 52 or 53.
I think it was 53 said that Republicans. So brings me to this next audio clip that I want to play, where a reporter asked Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Grossly Pelosi is what I like to say, about Joe Biden running in 2024. And then she goes out there and say, and kind of deflects, say, well, Biden, he's the one that beat Trump. He beat Trump. That's what she's going to say. And then she's going to bring up climate, all the climate wokeness. Let me put it that way. She's going to bring up all this wokeness that Biden supposedly has done. Listen to this.
And I'm wondering if you think you should run in 2024 or do you think the party should put someone else forward might be better?
President Biden is the president of – he did a great service to our country. He defeated Donald Trump. Let's not forget that. If you care about the air we breathe, the water we drink, the education of our children, jobs for our their families, pensions for their seniors, any subject you can name. I'm not going into politics about whether the president should run or not.
She's not going to get into politics. Her whole life is about politics. Everything that she does is about politics. And they ask that question about what do you think, and what does she say? You know?
It's actually disgusting because, you know what, I think she stopped herself because literally
she realized,
our schools
she
are
realized.
Terrible shape. If you think about all the testing stuff that happened just recently and everybody
speaking about that,
about
yeah,
it,
they said
terrible.
That they said the schools are 5 years behind
right.
in math because of the pandemic.
And then jobs are a huge problem. In fact,
jobs
people,
are a huge problem.
People did get some raises, but it wasn't as high as the housing as much as it's going up. And also people are starting to get laid off and some businesses are starting to shut down. And then you got pensions. Whose pension is better off under Biden? I can't name a single person. Not even Pelosi herself has a better pension under Biden than she did Trump. It's ridiculous.
Well, her husband just made
Buku's
money off of the
well,
chip
investment.
Deal. Still.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Still.
She probably made
and,
that, I guess.
So she just do insider trading
yeah.
to make up for
that's
it.
That's true.
That's all it is. We'll just do insider trading. We'll make up for this. We don't have to worry about it. This is so again. So let's listen to this one because Karine Jean-Pierre. She's talking about the inflation as well. This is another soundbite when she was on with the Witches from the View. So listen to this.
Do you think the name of it is a little misleading? And because the only thing is the Congressional Budget Office says it would have a negligible effect on inflation, although it did lower prices, and I agree those are all good things. Does it really affect?
It does. I will point you to 126 economists who have said this is going to be a change maker. It's going to have effect on inflation.
You know what? The change maker, she might be right, but I would go as far as saying the change maker is destroying the country. That's what the change is coming because we can see this inflation reduction bill that they passed, which basically all it is the Green New Deal. That's all that it is.
Well, she's saying that she can name 126 people say the economy is much better off.
But she didn't say they were much better off. She just said that they were just saying that this is going to make change. She didn't say what type of change. She said it was going to make change. And I'm saying the change that's coming is the change that we're seeing. Look at all the companies that they're getting ready to shut down some of their stores and some of their services, and some of them just shutting down altogether. This year going up to 2024, is that the economy she's talking about? Is that the infrastructure she's talking about? And then when they shut down drilling the gas and allowing people to get to work on a fuel vehicle, that's going to crush the economy even more. Diesel trucks, all these diesel trucks can't switch over to electrical diesel trucks, right? Or electrical diesel trucks, listen to that. They can't switch over to trucks, 18-wheelers, that run electricity. And how long will it take to charge one of those?
I can't even imagine.
I mean, it's like, to my understanding, with the supercharging like a Tesla, it's like at least 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, at least 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but then on top of that,
go a lot farther and longer.
And on top of that, they have to wait in line 2 hours for that 30 minutes. So what's going to happen to what products getting shipped across the country, right? And have they targeted trains, right? I know a lot of trains work on electricity now. They don't burn coal, but there's still some diesel in the trains because you can see them go by.
Sure.
But the thing is, when they put all these policies in, it's going to end up hurting America. It's going to end up crushing America.
Sure.
It's not going to be a positive change.
And if you want a good example, we can look at Germany, who's now trying to go back to some fossil fuels because they've learned that the all-green energy way is not the way to go. It's ineffective. It's inefficient. And also you got California, who's trying to switch over to more green wind power, solar. And guess what? This past summer, they did not have enough electricity, and so they were going to other states to try to keep up with the demand in their state. And that's not even – they're not even – 10% of the cars aren't even electric in California yet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And what, by 2035?
They're asking for all of them to be, well, no more selling of
no
a
more
fuel
selling.
Cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
But how are all those cars going to, literally, Will, how are all of those cars going to get their power on demand in the time that they need it?
Not by the year 2035, it's not going to happen.
Well, was it 35?
2035. Yeah. That's when they want it all to stop. And, you know, they're saying that they don't want them to sell the vehicles, but their whole idea, I'm telling you, their whole idea is to have all vehicles off the road.
Well, sure.
2035 that are gas, because they've already outlawed gas-powered lawnmower.
Well, you just had to leave, what was it, today or yesterday, that was trying to have all the banks up on the hill, and they're trying to get them to not give funds to the oil companies so they can't produce oil.
Yep, not to deal with oil companies. Now, you know what? I'm willing to bet if she went to PayPal, what do you think they would say? What do you think they would say? Because PayPal is like an online banking system. If these were like, if they had the same mentality as the online banking system of PayPal, what do you think they would say? They would say yes.
No,
you're not listening. PayPal, if this was PayPal, one of the ones on their panel, PayPal said, yes, I pledge not to do any business. If they went to PayPal right now, Rashida Tlaib went to PayPal and said, any employee that work for these oil companies, I would like for you to stop doing business
PayPal
with them.
PayPal, federally
PayPal
bank.
But PayPal would stop doing it.
Well, of course they would.
They're
not a bank, though.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
Well, some of these bankings are woke, too. I mean,
look at Bank of
America.
Yeah.
Bank of America.
But she's talking federally
funded. Yeah.
A bank.
Well, even to my understanding, even PayPal still have to go through the SEC. Right.
Well, so they have guidelines
FEC rulings
about it.
And stuff like that.
Well, that's
that.
Because they want to make sure that people are being
right.
fair
so they still
and
have
equitable
to do that.
And
so listen,
all that.
Listen to Rashida Tlaib. Listen to what she said when she's asking these bankers to basically stop doing business with American-based companies.
Ooh, this just gets me all riled up right here.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activities to line with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know what the International Energy Agency has said is required to meet our global 2050 net zero targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius? So no new fossil fuel production starting today. That's like zero. So I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because, again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Before I play this, because this what you hear next is kind of priceless. It's priceless. And this is exactly the response that they should get.
Going down the line.
Going down the line. And when she, now I want y'all to listen, because as soon as she gets this first response, listen to what she does. And she automatically knows that this is going to be a trend. Listen.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah. Oh, snap! Absolutely not. It'd be a road to hell for America. Listen, I'm going to play it one more time, but this time I'm not going to stop it so you can hear the response from her.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it.
But if they have student loans and they have bank accounts at these banks and they're going to pull their money out, how can they haven't been paying
Amen.
Their student loan?
Amen. That's what I already said. Clap it, Will. I mean, come on now. If they have bank accounts and they got money,
you pull
they
your money out.
Wait.
So they get money. The federal government is paying their student loan, but they got money in the bank? Shorty, what you drank.
Come on now. When she said that, I was like, you are a full-on idiot.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
Goodness.
There's definitely not an aptitude test for these people that take these seats. And you know what? It's really sad because you have these people are completely incompetent and not knowledgeable in what they're talking about. And Tlaib is a prime example. I can't believe that this woman even got reelected. Wake up, America. She is part of the problem.
Yeah, she's part of the problem, and she's not the problem. I mean, she's part of it. I mean, she's not the problem. She's just right there with the rest of them, right? She's among the other problems.
I mean, common sense, you're sitting there going, oh, the people that have bank accounts in your bank, you're not paying their debt.
Yeah.
No, woman, I'm a bank.
Yeah.
How do I make money? How do I make sure there's money for other people if I'm paying off everybody else's debt, you idiot?
Yeah. It's remarkable. Remarkable.
Man, Will, I hate that clip.
Trigger. Trigger. That's good stuff. I mean, but you know what? I think...
It just shows incompetence.
I think they're competing. You know, you got AOC,
yeah.
Her stupidity.
No, you got to show Abrams.
I got to show it? You want me to do audio?
Yeah.
The audio
listen,
clip for
you know
Abrams.
What? I literally wanted to show, I wanted to label this show The Things They Say, because the things they say just expose the intelligence of the Democrat Party, right? And Abrams...
Are you suggesting that there is some kind of intelligence there?
No, not at all. I'm actually saying that what they're saying says that there is no intelligent life in the Democrat Party.
There's more life on Mars than there is in the Democrat
Party. There's
more
intelligence.
Ooh. That might be another T-shirt.
Dude, you need to show the moon. Is that
yeah,
more intelligent.
Intelligent.
Oh, my gosh, it's hilarious. Oh, yeah,
okay.
It's coming.
Okay, yeah. So, listen to this. Listen to this stupidity here. This is Stacey Abrams. Oh, my goodness. This is Stacey Abrams. She's on a panel with a number of black people, and, you know, not a single person up there have any kind of common sense because not a single one of them, question her about it from what I can tell. But listen to what she says about the heartbeat of a child in the womb.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat. It is a manufactured sample designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
She said it's a manufactured sound for men to control the bodies of women. So it must have been a man to make the ultrasound.
She's saying that the heartbeat is a conspiracy theory.
That's
it's not real.
It must have been a man to make that machine up. It had to have been a man, right?
Oh, come on. My doctor was a female for all three of my children. You know what?
But a man wouldn't talk to your doctor and said, make this sound,
yeah,
this artificial sound, because it's not really a heartbeat. I mean, this.
You know what? Even when I was pregnant, you could physically see the baby moving in my body. I guess that's manufactured too, right?
He's
I mean,
an alien.
Come on.
He's an alien.
Come on. listen, once she said that, literally, you cannot believe a single thing this woman says, right? She does not live in reality, right? And this is supposed to be a child of a reverend, right? She supposedly was born in the church. And she said, by the way, that God's not against abortion. And she knows this from her vast knowledge
of
the Bible.
From her upkeeping.
And I'm there going.
Upkeeping. Upbringing in the church.
She's just, yeah, come on, Will. Oh, my gosh.
That's another trigger, right?
Yeah, because it's unreal.
How is it a manufactured sound?
Come on.
it's a manufactured sound to convince people that there's actually a heartbeat there. There's more intelligence on the moon.
I'm telling you.
Dude, that's a good one. I'm going to have to work on it. I got work to do once we get in.
You can't make this up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just when you think that they haven't said anything, this is the most stupid thing they said. They say something else. And you're right. There was at least, 7 or 8 people on that stage with her.
And
some of them were shaking their heads.
The female next to her said, that's the heartbeat. That's manufactured.
I mean, come on.
I mean, do they have heartbeats? When does the heartbeat start then? When is the heartbeat not manufactured anymore? I mean,
between the doctor and the mother determine if there will be a heartbeat or not.
No, you're right. You're spot on.
I know.
Because hey, the baby comes out, kill it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Should we or shouldn't we? Should let them live?
Yeah.
Should not let them live? Is that heartbeat or is that not heartbeat?
Well, we are talking about Georgia, so you wrap them in a blanket, make sure they're
comfortable.
Set them aside. Make sure they're comfortable.
I thought that was Virginia. Was that Virginia?
No, that was Virginia.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they still got
the same mindset.
Same mindset, yeah.
Right, 100%. Which is really sad. Man. Whew. I'm exhausted. listening to these women in the Democrat Party.
It's not just the women. It's the idiotic men, too.
I know, but I'm just talking about Jean-Pierre, Harris, Abrams, Pelosi. You just sit there and you think.
I mean, don't forget Psaki. She's still an idiot. She's not there in the White House anymore, but she's still an idiot.
I mean,
you can't get your mind around it.
It's a sad world we live in. It's a sad world we live in when these are leaders, literally, in America. You know what? I can't even imagine sitting outside of America and looking in and listening to some of the things that these people say. It's mind-boggling. Because, you know, even like Europe and some of them are even starting to go back and say, you know what? I think teaching trans in schools is a little too much. They don't believe in abortion after 24 weeks. They are not as extreme as the liberals here in America. So there's things that are happening overseas, and I just have to sit there and wonder if they're looking at us like we're the test.
We're the test.
For the world, literally. I mean, we have open borders. We have just
the energy crisis.
I mean,
we have the food crisis. The food crisis hasn't hit us the way it's going to.
No,
I mean,
sir,
it's
you know,
coming.
Some of these food banks, you know, that usually we heard through the grapevine, this one guy that works for the food banks, actually, they sell seed to farmers. They make sure that all the farmers across the country have enough seed to do what they have to do.
To produce
the
their crops and et cetera. Yep.
Right. They said at this point, usually they're at, 80 or 90% for the following year?
Yep.
And they're not even at, 20%. They don't even have 20% of the seed they need.
So,
and then we have all this extra 5 million people walking into our country.
Yep.
Don't tell me this isn't going to be a problem. And it's their responsibility. It's Biden's and Kamala's responsibility to make sure that we're taken care of.
But they're doing what's expected of them.
Huh?
The globalists expect them to do this.
The WEF,
that's who, if you ask me, that's who they're answering to. This is part of the plan. This is what they wanted. They want to collapse America. That's the whole point. They and on their website, they had it on one point, and I'm kicking myself today because I know I read it there because I went when I first saw Biden come out with the Build Back Better. Mm-hmm. I went and I've told you this before. I went to the website. I went to look up Build Back Better.
Where did
you get this from? Mm-hmm. Now, actually, I searched for it before you did, and I found the website on the WEF, right, and on the World Economic Forum, and they straight up said the Build Back Better is to tear down the world economy and to build it back in a socialist capitalist economy where socialism and capitalism cannot coexist. It can't. Just like the Constitution and Sharia law cannot coexist in the same continent. It can't happen. Oil and water cannot mix together. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But that's what they want to replace everything that's good in this country, everything that was successful in this country, everything that is right, with everything that they have that's in their demonic, sinister heads. It's wild. Did you get triggered? Did that trigger you?
I'm worn out.
Yeah, it triggered you. Yeah. A good trigger.
That was a good.
And when they get triggered.
I get triggered. You know what I mean? I mean, really, it should be. I think we showed a great example to our listeners of
how scary it is, how troubled we are.
That we're in. You know,
yeah, how much trouble we're in.
You know, if we don't keep our foot on the pedal and everybody get involved in local government or local elections and make sure everybody's voting and try to be eyes and ears on your election. Because,
what they call that, right? They say that people are being terrorized because of the eyes and ears, which you just said.
Well, whatever. Democrats do it.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Well, no, they can do it.
And in a lot of states
Democrats control it. You just can't watch it.
And in some states now, they've just eliminated voter boxes altogether, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
They should. They should eliminate voter boxes.
Sure.
They should eliminate weeks on end voting. Yeah. It should be that day vote, and they should eliminate, like you said, the idea of being able to vote without an ID. You should have to have an ID, produce an ID to vote.
Well, I don't have such a problem with people maybe having a week to vote and then one day, but you're right. They say that actually opens up more doors for fraudulent activity.
Yeah, I think it should be other day. And if you want to do early voting, there should be a valid excuse. And you should have to request it. It shouldn't be that, we'll just go ahead and send these out. We'll just go ahead and send these out. Because that's what they've been doing. They just send them out, especially in California. California, that's how voting takes place. And then you get your ballot. Yeah, you get your ballot in the mail. And then you can take it to some place, or you can just drop it back in the mail. But if you take it to some place.
I don't think we ever went anywhere to vote.
I did.
You did?
I did. I sure did. In California, I sure did because I wanted to go see. And it's no different than putting all.
We sure did. Yeah. Yeah.
And all you do is you take it and they put it in a cloth box. So it's basically ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
Right?
It's much more efficient here in Texas.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Actually, Arkansas, too, was.
Yep, it sure was. Well, hey, everybody, we're here at the end. I want to thank so much. American Truth Project, American Truth Project, findberry.com to find out more information about American Truth Project. I want to thank everyone for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Get ready. Prepare for what's to come. God bless everybody. See you on the flip side.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.